Coming up on Bear Podcast, 2013, a year in review, sharks using Twitter, and a guy with two penises. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast 500.
Hey, all you bears.
He's texting the buff and the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you again, so I'm going to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white. Has two glasses of wine.
He's
a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And he is Dave.
And he is Ray.
That's right. And welcome to episode
500!
Yay! This is awesome. Yes. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes,
I'm
awesome.
Excited to be here.
Yes, it's the first episode of the year. And we have our in-studio guest. We have Steven here from the Under Bears Podcast. And he's
just
naked.
He waved. Oh. Okay.
he did a half-hearted.
Yeah.
Too cool for this.
Hello.
Hello.
And Jason. Hello. Okay. Well, right now, we should have a camera panned over there. But
you should.
Just each of you, just come on and just pop your head.
So. Yeah, pop your head. Maybe later. When
yeah,
we do
we'll
the,
have you come in.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 2014. I hope you guys listened like the intro of the show. So we kind of changed it up a bit. So
I kind of miss it's a shitty week.
A shitty week. You like
it's
a shitty week?
It's much more positive, right?
Yeah, it's more positive
than
your
now. Bitter party of one.
Bitter party of one. Bitter party of one.
Okay, so let's do some holiday updates.
Holiday updates.
Holiday updates.
What have you been up to, Ray?
Work no. Let's see. Well, me and you've been doing pretty much the same thing.
We're all at the same place.
No, yeah, we all been at the same places. We went to Casey and Chris's 80 theme New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm. That was
where Dave come as a fisting bottom.
Yeah.
What?
Bruce Springsteen bottom.
Bruce Springsteen bottom.
Oh, that's right.
He had remember he had the red bandana in his back pocket and he was trying to be all born in the
shit.
USA.
Every time I do something, Ray has to tell me that what I did wrong, like in the leather community, what I'm telling other people that I didn't even know about them telling them.
He was wearing a red hanky on the back pocket.
I wore the Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA outfit where
that
on the
right
cover he's
pocket.
Got the white t-shirt on, the blue jeans, and a red ball cap in my right back pocket, which is what he has on the album cover.
And if you'd went to the Eagle like that, you'd have been walking funny for
and
weeks.
Everyone was walking up to me and going like this to me. Like in my butt. I'm like, what are you doing?
I
like,
guess you wear that on a straight party. In a gay party, yeah.
Oh, okay. Think, yeah. Well, I'll have to remember that.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Do
I'm
not
go
wear
as Prince next time.
Which
awesome
one
would that be?
Okay.
I actually managed to pull that off because
you
could wear the high heel boots.
Oh, that's right. I was wearing a wig. I remember I was wearing a wig back then.
Right. Oh, that wig would have been good. I need one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. Topic later.
And then Maynard had a little birthday party.
Yeah, that's right. I was somewhat surprised. Somebody kind of gave it away the night before, actually. No, it was
Darius.
It was Darius.
Oh.
Darius who gave it away. Well,
I'm sorry I missed it. I had to work.
Yeah, I was hoping you were there, but you were at work, right? Yeah, so what did I get? I got a gay set of knives. Thank you, Mark. And also a salad tosser.
A bear salad
tosser. A
bear
tosser.
Paw salad tosser.
The kind I like.
Like he ain't ever tossed a bear salad before.
I do not do that much. Okay, so I got some gift cards also. And thank you to the friends that went to the party. I didn't know there's going to be a lot of people coming. So I just thought, you and I were talking about it. Hey, Mike is going to take me out to football. So Ray, please take me out. Get me out. So
we've been working on the master plan for months.
Maynard
was
always
for months?
The plans we have for him. He almost didn't make it to his own bachelor party either.
Did True. I really? Did I say that I wasn't going
to
go?
Anytime try to do a surprise surprise thing for Maynard, he always gaffs it up somehow.
Yeah, he's always willing to do just about anything until we have some kind of surprise for him. Then he screws.
And we
it
finally
up.
Had to come down to me and Mike saying, okay, Mike, just tell him you're going to come drop him off at my house before you go watch football so he'll actually be there on time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wait a second. I am on time. I was on time, right? Yeah. It was pretty good. I also got what did I get? Oh, are you okay?
I'm just going to turn.
That's some fucked up iPad you got there. Oh, that's my, it's mine. Okay. All right. So I got into Magic the Gathering also. So thank you, Johnny Lee. So he got me playing Magic the Gathering Duel of the Planeswalker. So that was good. So I'm addicted to it. How about you, Ray? What's up with you? You're yawning. Why? Because it's Magic the Gathering. Is it a geek game? What, you don't like it? No.
Anyway, I got Apple TV.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, I love that. It's fun. Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Actually, Robbie found a station you subscribe to called, crap, I can't remember the name of it now, Quad something.
Is it a porn site?
No. It's like a concert site. Like, you can go watch all these full-length concerts that were videotaped. I mean, we've watched the Eurythmics, Madonna.
Oh, okay. Oh cool.
Live.
Okay. A whole bunch of stuff. I mean, some of that stuff was old. I mean, it wasn't even high res. I mean, come on.
It's not even high res.
That's right. It's like the old box. You know, you got this big screen TV, and all of a sudden it shrinks down to this. And you see Annie Lennox, sweet dreams, like she on crack.
I heard a rumor that they're getting back together, maybe.
Were they apart in the first place?
Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart?
Yeah.
Well, they just broke up years ago.
Yeah.
I guess.
They're still friends, though.
Yeah.
They're just doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They just.
I always take it that he's kind of a dick.
I don't know.
If Annie Collis leaves a voicemail last night.
Just British.
It's just dick. You're a dick. Some British guys are dicks.
Yeah.
So what you're saying? What are you saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
How about
yeah.
Irish guys? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Why are you licking your lips, Stephen? Okay. Okay, how about you, Dave? You've been...
Well, I went to the party with you guys. It was fun. And then I've been accused of wanting to be a drag queen again.
Yeah, why were you in drag? Tell us about it.
He had on a wig.
Like I said, I went as Bruce Springsteen, but a good friend of ours went there, and they had these fun like 80s hair wigs and stuff, and he got hot and didn't want to wear it, so he put it on my head. And so I was like, so awesome and stuff. And all these pictures.
Do it again, one more time.
And it was kind of fun because I haven't had hair in a long time, so it was fun to just walk around and, with hair and just you know.
How did it feel to have hair?
And pretend I had hair again. So, but and then we took some like you know rock star pictures, like you know, we're cool. And I thought I looked like Bobby Dahl from Poison. It was like this long, curly, brown, dark, like almost black hair. So I thought, you know.
Yeah, it's jet black hair.
Yeah, it's jet black. And so, I don't know, everyone took a bunch of pictures of me and that, and then they all came out on Facebook. So I'm like, oh, were you dressed up as a woman? I was, no.
Yes.
It's hair band, man.
It's a hair band. Yeah. It's not all the drag, makeup. It's hair band.
You didn't have all the deep, gaudy makeup on, so they couldn't
tell. I know, right. If I had more makeup on, I would be less draggy, I guess.
That's right.
Been more and poison. You have to shave. Also,
you two are the only two on the podcast that's ever done drag, not me.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so. But you were aspiring now, dude.
No, hairband.
Just
hairband. No, drag queen.
I love
me
the 80s hairbands. I have to say, that was I went every party the 80s themed. I had a good time. And I loved the music.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so part of the things that we're going to talk about this. The show is actually, it's 500. It's the first episode of the year. And we kind of thought of sharing our plans for the year, I guess. Most of it is traveling. We're going to go to Drenchford and stuff like that, TBRU.
Every year I end up on all these trips with you.
I know. How's that happen? Are you stalking me?
I think so.
Maybe I'm stalking you.
Maybe.
But we buy tickets together, so
we do. Guess.
Okay. Yeah, so, Dave and I are going to, TBRU?
Yep.
What?
Ray,
he had a
Ray used to come with us, but he's all married now.
That's right.
So we don't have Ray anymore. He's probably happy. He doesn't have to see me walk around naked in the hotel room.
Oh, you don't even know.
But some we're going to see TBRU.
Or have somebody knocking on the door. Are you done yet?
You're going back to P-Town, right?
Yep, P-Town also this year.
I think I'm doing P-Town this year.
The big thing this year is actually going to Manila.
Oh, right.
I'm going to the Philippines.
Not going there with you.
Yeah.
No,
you might be assigned there or something. No, I don't think
we
so.
We go? Do we go? Yeah, I think we've got a Manila.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
I'll see you
maybe
there.
Maybe I'll stop in.
We'll go to the beach. Yeah, let's have a coffee or something. Yeah. Let's go to Manila. Yeah, that's right.
We'll go to that cool fast food joint that's now here in Houston.
Oh, Jollibee.
Lord.
How did you like Jollibee, Ray?
It was okay.
Is it a fried chicken? What is it? Fried chicken with... with
Wait, you gave a Southern boy some Filipino fried chicken?
Yes.
It's very similar to Kentucky fried chicken. Oh, okay. Actually, it tasted more like high school cafeteria fried chicken is what it tasted like.
You know what? My cafeteria in high school made some of the best fried chicken I ever had.
It's like that thin, crispy skin on it.
Yeah.
And it was cooked just right. Yeah, that's kind of what it was like.
Okay, cool. Okay. So, Ray, how about you? You were thinking of goals this year.
Yes, I don't do resolutions. I have goals.
Yes, you don't do resolutions. That's right. Goals.
So my goal this year to work on mine and Robbie's relationship.
Okay.
Second one is to lose some weight because my doctor chewed my ass out on Friday.
Literally. He ate his ass. Yeah. No.
What kind of doctor is this?
No. What kind of doctor
is this? No, so I got to lose some weight and get in shape and do all that good stuff. And, you know, other than just trying to make more time to do stuff with friends and stuff, that's about it. Because the last 6 months, there's some people I haven't really even seen. There's some people I haven't even seen in a year.
Oh, now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I used to hang out with.
You're married now, that's all.
Well, you know, there's still time to go do stuff, so.
Yep.
Yeah, go hang out with friends. Yeah.
And my traveling plans take place next week where I go get frozen in the Sierras, which is not much different than being frozen in Houston right now, so.
It's really cold. Where's your gloves?
We're bitching it's cold, but the guy that's on your voicemail is negative 40 below. It's 40
below. Well, see, that's because he lives up north of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, that's right.
It don't get that cold here, rarely.
Mm-hmm. Not this year, no.
It's going to freeze tonight, though.
Mm-hmm. So actually, what I'm working on this year, so I usually don't do New Year's resolutions myself, but I did want, I figured what I needed to do. Every week, I will listen to a new album.
A whole album or just
a whole album? One week, I'll be listening to an album that I've never heard before or somebody suggested by a friend. So I got a list already from my friends already. And then
Dark Side of the Moon.
Actually, this one in the list. This one in the list. Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to listen to that. So
I'll get you lots of good music.
Oh, you have a suggestion?
You have to watch it with Wizard of Oz, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, Dark Side of the Moon, yeah.
Okay.
If you watch the movie Muted and played Dark Side of the Moon, it started as soon as the movie starts, it kind of coincides a little bit.
It's really?
I'll come watch it with you.
It's freaky, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So I started with, what did I start with? I started with, this week is Elvis Costello.
Oh, wow.
White Ghosts. So it's something I've never really listened to before. And then last week was, what did I listen to? I forgot my list. I have a list.
Is Tina Turner on your list?
No.
You need to add Tina Turner on your
Tina
list.
Turner?
Yes.
Really?
Get you some Bruce Springsteen.
Probably. I never really listened to Bruce Springsteen growing up.
Me too. He's amazing.
Yeah. But then people were suggesting you too, but that I grew up with those.
Yeah, well, stuff you don't listen to.
Yes. I want to listen to the ones that I've never ever heard before, so I'm going to do that.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah. Do you have any New Year's resolution? Do you do that?
No? I don't normally write them down and stuff. I have ideas, though. I just want less drama in my life this year.
That's your New Year's resolution, to have less drama.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that shouldn't be too hard after my last year. So
that's going to be hard.
Do you think it's going to be hard?
It's going to be hard.
I don't know. I hope Steven's not. Raising his hand. I really hope not, because that would suck. As far as, I need to get my ass in shape a little bit.
I go to the gym. With the same gym, I go to 24 Fitness too. So
yeah, but it doesn't count if you spend 60 minutes at the gym.
Oh, you go to there? Yep. You go there? Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't. All right. But man, it doesn't matter if you spend 60 minutes at the gym and 45 minutes of room in the steam room.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Well,
doesn't count.
It might happen.
It might happen. Not it's kind of cool, Ed. So the steam room. Yeah. So you don't want to play with yourself or something.
Oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play with others.
Well, if his wife has a good set of knockers.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay, Ray, so we have some entertainment movies that we're expecting this year.
Yes. Well, here's all the new season premieres, so y'all don't miss out on them. Of course, tonight, Teen Wolf, cool. About Pretty Little White Boys with Issues. Starts tonight back on MTV season 4. Boy with Issues. Well, he's not hairy until he turns into a wolf. Yeah. Amazingly, on all the little sci-fi shows, they're all pretty muscular boys without hair, smooth, and then they turn into these hairy beasts. It's amazing. So, and then on Wednesday, January the 8th, American Horror Story Coven returns.
Yes, American Horror Story. You're watching it?
I have to catch up.
Friday, January the 10th, for the straight folks out there in the audience, our people that are kind of bi, watch Banshee. It's the season premiere. Banshee, the season premiere is on Cinemax at 10.
Skinemax,
yes. It's a great show and there's a lot of sex. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, and then on Monday, January the 13th, Lost Girl premieres, Being Human premieres, Sleepy Hollow comes back. There's a new Bitten, but this one's about a chick that turns into a werewolf, so she's got hairy nipples.
Oh, no. That's nasty.
Archer comes back. And, of course, Chosen, the season premiere.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Chosen.
Comes on FX.
Have you heard of that? That's the it's in FX. It's a gay bear who got locked up.
Then
he got out. He's now a rapper.
Yeah.
He's got a full beard and everything. Yeah, I want to see that.
Watch the music video.
Yeah, he talks about rusty trombones and stuff.
I need to put that on.
And then Tuesday, January the 14th is Face Off on Sci-Fi.
Oh,
and then Sunday, January 19th is Looking, the series premiere on HBO, which I no longer have. So one of y'all have to record it for me.
Okay.
Speaking of HBO, I need to ask you, and I don't understand what – I thought that Game of Thrones was supposed to come back any day, but – I looked on my HBO thing.
I don't think it comes back to the summer.
I thought it was supposed to come back this winter. And it's still saying that it's still not even scheduled to come back.
I don't think it comes back to the summer because I think it does a whole summer schedule and everybody else is not doing anything.
Yeah, I don't think
it's or at least the spring. So
that pisses me off. I'm getting rid of HBO for a while, I think.
Well, do it while there's nothing on.
Right.
Yeah.
There's nothing I want to watch on it right now.
I still have it on because I still watch. I still try to watch. I haven't finished The Sopranos yet, so
that
I want to watch. Goes with it. Okay.
So that's the entertainment update for this week. That's all when stuff's coming back or premiering for the fall
For the winter season. Okay, so let's do some Bear events. Actually, it's just an announcement. It's a friend from Gene Landry from Houston Bears.
I know him.
Yeah, we know him. So he says that, hey guys, take a moment and go vote for the Houston Bears for the Spirit of Leather Awards in the category of Social Organization of the Year. Lots of our guys are nominated in other categories as well, and I'm sure would appreciate your support too. So
we'll put those on the website. Did that today. Alton is up for performer, and Orlin is up for longtime member. I guess you have to been involved for a long, long time. So
that would be Orlin.
Vote for them and I vote for us. I'm not sure why we're nominated as a leather social organization. And
because
the leather ones were.
Because the Houston Bears has always been a leather group.
Yeah, we have a lot.
You guys always been the leather group?
Yeah, that's why they were part of Louis because they were formed
kind of, because some people are in leather.
As a bear leather group.
Okay.
Well, out of the three groups that were there, I have to say ours is probably the most famous.
All right. The Gay, the Geek, and the Bizarre. This year's 2013 it's 2014, but looking back at 2013 is a landmark year for gay rights. Of course, we've had the twin pro-gay Supreme Court rulings. The President of the United States referencing our gay brothers and sisters in an inaugural address. We got the first pro-male athlete coming out of the closet. So it's been kind of about a year for gay peeps.
Mm-hmm.
A little over 10 years ago, marriages were not allowed in any state. The majority of Americans that staunchly against gay marriage, according to polls, but now that's reversed.
Yep.
So it's about a 50-50 thing anymore. I think it kind of more like 53-47%. So years of campaigning started off paying off at warp speed, promoting Fred Sines as the human rights campaign to call 2013 the gayest year in history. A whopping 8 states allowed gay marriage this year, doubling the total count in the nation. Among them was Hawaii, where 2 women kicked off the same-sex marriage debate in 1990 when they applied for a marriage license. So, which led to the Clinton era Defense of Marriage Act. Mm-hmm. So now that's gone. And these
too.
Two women have got to get married. So,
yay!
23 years later, Supreme Court struck down DOMA. DOMA. Let's see. I'm just going through all this stuff because it's so much.
It's a lot of things happening.
It's a lot of things that happened this year. So the change in public opinion in favor of same-sex marriage is among the most dramatic on any public policy issue in the past decade, and much of that shift is due to young people born after 1980 coming of age and bringing with them more liberal attitudes on the subject. 70% of millennials aged 18 to 32 said they support same-sex marriage, which was in a poll.
Yeah, wait,
38% of baby boomers kind of, who back it.
Yeah, they're kind of moving forward now. I mean,
yeah,
if you're in the born in the 80s, they don't really care now at this point, yeah. Right?
So, some other big things. Jodie Foster finally came out, like we didn't know. Jason Collins, NBA player. Let's see what else. Glee had has been out for a couple years now, depicting openly gay transgendered youth. Mm-hmm. The Republicans are actually generally opposing gay marriage, and the Democrats are more likely to support it. It's starting to break down. We've noticed a little bit. Some of the Republicans are starting to get over.
There's some advancements right now. I know, gays.
But it's a whole bunch of stuff. But they said the big thing in 2014 that we'll have to fight for is the, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. I want to make sure I said it right. So,
okay.
Which will prevent businesses with more than 15 employees from firing workers for being gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender.
Or in drag.
So, that's right. So anyway, it was about a year for 2013 for gay rights.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
All right, I'm going
to
take this.
Yeah, if we can just get Texas
even if
there.
Lee has to portray them as a bunch of people who go around singing show tunes all over the place.
What's so wrong about that?
Have you
other than the fact that it perpetuates a stereotype of gay people being a bunch of people who go around singing.
Yeah, but when
show
I was in high school, we ran up down the hall singing, so.
You did?
Yes. Of course, we did it to Fame. I want to live forever.
I want to learn how to fly.
You guys are gay.
So, all right. Maybe you are gay.
Okay. Something really sad right now in Utah. Supreme Court temporarily halts gay marriage in Utah. Gay gasp.
Was that the Sotomayor? Did she stop that?
No, I don't know. I don't know yet. I have to read it.
Oh, okay.
So the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday halted same-sex marriage in Utah, permitted for less than 3 weeks, while the state appeals in lower court ruling legalizing them, as the justices again left their imprint on the debate over gay nuptials. So the high court granted a request from state officials appealing a federal judge December 20th, a ruling that had allowed same-sex weddings to go ahead in the heavily Mormon state. So the action by a court means that gay weddings in the state are on the hold, are on hold for now, while the case is appealed to the Denver-based 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Hundreds of gay couples in Utah have received marriage licenses since the ruling by U.S. District Judge Robert Shelby. So this kind of sucks for people who...
Yeah, but if it's been decided in Denver Supreme Court, which I guess is the regional Supreme Court for that area, they're all going to be high, so they're not going to care.
Give them some more pot, right? Okay.
Right. So I guess what happened was the district court overturned it, and then they appealed to the appeals court, and they haven't researched on it, but one of the things they appealed was to stop the marriages while the appeal was going through, and the appeals court said, no, we're not going to do that. So then they appealed it again to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says, okay, we have to stop it while this is being adjudicated. So it's not over or anything, but they just stopped it.
It's just delayed.
Yeah. But there's still over a thousand people that got married in Utah during that 3-week
period. Yeah.
So what do you do about that after that? What if they overturn it?
And how many of them were Mormon?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably excommunicated. Oh my God, it's my ticket out. That's probably it.
Ray and I dated a mutual Mormon.
Oh my
dated
God.
Is such a strong word.
Is it?
Friends with, maybe.
Well, we're both friends with them now.
So. Friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in the day.
Back in the day, okay.
Back when I was young and pretty.
All right, let's do some geek. How about some geek?
You want me to take it?
Yeah, go ahead, geek.
Twitter is now a life-saving technology. If Twitter had been around in the 1970s, would JAWS have been a threat? NPR reports that government researchers in Australia have started equipping sharks with electronic transmitters that post updates of their locations
on Twitter. Nice, right? Yeah. I'm going to go to the beach.
They're more popular than I am on Twitter, I think.
Yeah. I would follow them.
So basically, anytime the shark gets close to a public beach, Mm-hmm. They send out a Twitter message and be like, dude, Jaws 3 over here is
I'm going to eat you. Okay.
Yeah, so get out of the water. So now it's instant information, and really people don't have an excuse to say they're not getting their information. It's if you're searching for it, you won't get eaten, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. You got to – I mean, poor sharks have to be tagged with these things and stuff.
Over 300 of them are already tagged.
Yeah.
But so how many, they have Twitter accounts.
But how many millions of sharks are there out there floating around the Great White Reef?
So how – I know. This is what I'm thinking now. Like, what happens if they miss a shark here and someone gets eaten? Do they – can they sue these people for, like, fucking it all up or what? Yeah. I don't know.
It's interesting, though.
And can you see the sharks around saying, man, I got to stay around with this tag. I'm on home arrest.
I'm poop tweeting. You can do that too. Or eating.
Yeah.
All right, who gets the funnest one?
Oh, yes, the bizarre. You have double bizarre this time.
That's right. Maynard, you take the first one. I'm going to take the last one.
Okay. I like this. So here, you have two bizarres here. Andrew Fay, man high on meth, fights off 15 police officers while masturbating.
That dude had a white one out bad.
Okay, this is running like that. It's running like that, and I was jerking off. So a man who was allegedly high on meth reportedly fought off more than a dozen police officers while publicly masturbating.
Where's the video on this
one? Oh, yeah, we should have videos. No, I can't post that. Andrew Frey, 37, apparently made a series of outbursts and then began masturbating in an Oregon restaurant. It's even in a restaurant. So, incredibly, police were reportedly unable to subdue Frey with a taser. Keeps jerking off. It took 15 officers to finally take him into custody and stop him pleasuring himself.
I wonder if the taser enhanced his
pleasure. I know, that's right.
It could be.
And my question, did he go to like a tomato so he could get his salad tossed while he was masturbating? Yeah.
Frey later reportedly told authorities that he took methamphetamine and couldn't remember the obscene incident. Right. Easy way out, right? According to the Marion County Sheriff's. Yeah. Frey was treated at the local hospital and then booked into county jail on charges of public indecency, theft of services, and resisting arrest. Nice.
But did he get charged for resisting orgasm?
Resisting orgasm. Yeah, probably. Do you think it would come if you're... I don't think you're going to come if you get tased like that.
Well, he didn't stop. Oh,
somebody. Stephen.
So, Stephen, if you get tased. Okay.
Maybe if
they taste him in the balls.
Oh, that'll hurt.
I wonder if he was uncut, that could get him in the foreskin. That might have.
You haven't filmed any of these kinds of videos?
No.
Oh.
No.
No.
I thought you'd be our resident expert on this one.
I know nothing. Okay.
Okay, Ray. This one
is
you got
my favorite one that popped up this week.
Popped up. Double popped up.
W your pleasure, W your fun. It's like Spearmint Twins. And I figured Dave would like this one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It'd be hard.
You'd be confused.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I did.
It was actually kind of nice looking.
Yeah, I saw that.
A man with two dicks did a Reddit AMA. Welcome to 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year, so naturally Reddit kicked things off last night by having a double dick bisexual man do an AMA last night. 2014 on the internet is off to a hell of a start. First off, yes, this guy's possibly for real. Being born with two fully functional penises is a thing that happens. Some guys are so lucky.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know if you're lucky.
I don't know.
Could you imagine being on meth?
You're jerking off, running. Yeah, what if but, this guy
you have to
being chased by the
police
cops?
Officers trying that's to catch you with your hand
dicks. That would be nice. Okay.
Okay. And it's an extremely rare thing, mind you. About one man in every 5.5 million are stricken with such curse. But the condition is real, and it's called diphalia.
Diphalia.
Whatever.
Oh, diphalia. Two phallic things. Okay.
That's right. What about triphalia?
Triphalia, no. You're a freak already.
Quadphalia. Okay. If you're curious to what this looks like, here's an NSFW photo. The double dick dude from Reddit.
We're not going to post it. We're not going to flash it. Okay? No.
But he'll put the link on the website.
I'll put the links, though.
So.
Right. We'll put the links. So it will be.
The Double Dick Dude from Reddit, whose Reddit name is Double Dick Dude, naturally posted last night. For what it's worth, he claims that one of his dicks is 7 inches long when erect, and the other is 6 inches long when erect. So let's see, that makes it
13 total, right?
13 inches. He's got 13
inches. He's got 13 inches. So, right. You added.
So I had to think about it. You know, I was trying to get out the, you know, Craigslist inches, straighten it all out. So.
AOL inches. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Also, Double Dick Dude has a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Of course he does.
This is kinky.
Two dicks on a bisexual man and two relationships, one of each sexual proclivity. That guy's life sounds like Michael Fassbender movie waiting to happen. Fassbender. I'll say it right in a minute. Now on to the Q&A. Let's start with what I feel are the two most obvious questions everyone would want to have answered. Okay, I'm just gonna read the question. Do you normally masturbate with one or both of them? And if the answer is both, can you answer my next question? If you finish with one dick, do you feel you have to finish with the other one, or do you just feel like you're done?
I'll do the Double Dick Dude.
Okay.
Okay. Double Dick Dude said, I have multiple orgasms. Like I can shoot a load out of my right cock and cum oozes out of my left one. I milk it out and then can keep going with either wow, really? And make another load within a few minutes. Wow, I think it may have a lot to do with the internal plumbing, but I've shot about 10 loads in a 4-hour period before.
Waffle, yeah, bro.
Like 16.
Seems like a stupid question, but when you have sex, can you do all the positions? Because I guess you must use only one of your penises, and the other one must be kind of in the way if it's also hard.
My BF and GF, my boyfriend and girlfriend, can take both in them. So it's pretty standard, but in the past with the partners, we had smaller or tighter holes. I had to start off using one butt. By the time I was done, I had used both. On the reactions he's gotten throughout his life to having two dicks. You know.
How do you break the news to girls you're hooking up with? Is it a prepare yourself, mortal?
You know, everybody knows about him by now.
Or more of a, ooh, hello, what the fuck type of deal?
I did both for a while, but I don't date anymore. Oh, gosh. He's now high and mighty. I'm in a relationship with a guy and a girl.
Jack and Jane.
And had been for a while. Back in my teens, I tried both ways, and it was never predictable. The easy girls sometimes screamed and ran. I would imagine.
Literally once.
Literally once. As much as the virgins did. Never could figure that out. But guys never run and always follow through. Ooh. The gay side is more predominant.
Well, no, if you notice, mostly straight guys.
Mostly straight guys.
Like, wow, that's
yeah. Mostly straight guys, and they always, at the very least, touch and play with them a little. Really? Some have been sucked me off that and was always the wild thing. The straight guys giving me head. Okay.
How do women react when they find out?
Varies from girl to girl. Some have been like, wow. Some have been like, that's fake. Some have freaked out, like, called me names. Most are pretty curious, but I don't have casual sex anymore. I stopped a few years back. Wow, he's got standards now. Mm-hmm. Didn't like the empty feeling inside after one night stand.
Stop it.
I liked this guy until now. Now I'm like, what a dork.
He's a
fuck him.
Fuck you and your double dicks.
Well, yeah. I guess it's kind of like being a porn star. I mean, everybody starts to obsess about you because you're a porn star, yeah, and you know that, yeah. It's just like that's all they want to fuck you for.
Okay, so what's the next question, Ray? Do they
both hang to one side of your pants, or do they split the seam?
What a good question. When I go commando, which is almost always except in winter,
like now where it's freezing,
they take their own sides. The seam can be pain sometimes because the skin the skin between them is a little delicate and sensitive. Ooh.
What is it like having both of them in the same hole?
Snug. It's nice. Like, I like hearing the moaning of the person I'm squeezing inside of. Wow.
When you pee, do you pee from one, pee from both? I imagine that would get pretty tricky at times.
Yep. Yep, it's not. Yep, and it's not tricky. I've peed both from both all my life. Really?
So I wonder if
you have two shoots.
Well, I guess you have to take both hands to aim them.
Oh, that's right.
Because they're kind of flared in the picture. They're kind of flared out like that. So you'd be peeing on both sides.
You'd have to kind of hold them together.
You have to.
Like milk and udders. Or
maybe when I saw the picture, he just sits down. One goes one way, one goes the other.
Maybe he just sits down to save it. So.
Yeah.
Maybe he should just put a, you know, squeeze the other so it won't pee there, and then just pee in the other one. Just one.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Just get done real quick. You just empty that bladder without a tube.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
And finally, yes, having two dicks has led dude to have some amazing sex in his life. Mm-hmm. If you don't mind me asking, what was your singular best sexual experience
so
far?
Oh, my God. I read this one. It's really hot. Okay. Two dudes in my ass. Don't isolate that, okay? Don't isolate that.
I'm trying to picture this.
Two dudes in my ass at the same time with each dick in a different girl who were riding me, pussy to pussy, while a guy and girl stood over me and let me eat, lick, suck on them while they get fucked. That is, I can't imagine
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
There's a bunk bed picture that somebody drew to go along with that, but it was pretty hot.
There's got to be teddy bear positioning that you could describe how to do that. I don't know. Or a Barbie or something.
I'm
I mean,
trying to figure
I can't
out.
Figure
I think
it out.
I've got it.
I think, yeah, I think I could get it. Okay. So what is right? The last one.
Is that, the guy, a guy drew a picture of them on bunk beds having sex.
Oh,
is this what it looked like with the bunk beds and whatnot?
There was only one bed. I was riding two cocks. The dudes under me were balls to balls. The girls were riding me face each other, pussy to pussy, and I was leaning back on my arms while the couple over me fucked and let me lick on their pussy and suck on his dick while he fucked her. God, this is so vulgar. It's the first episode of the year we talk about pussy and dicks.
What?
Okay. So, yeah. Having only one dick is so 2013.
We still need to make that sound like part of our...
Really?
of our intro.
Having only one dick is
so anyway, so you can look at... Track that one down. Look at the pictures. Because I sent the pictures to them and I was like, they're very nice looking cocks.
Yeah, they
I
are.
Saw the picture of their two cocks. That's yeah. All I saw. Yeah.
Did you want one cut or something?
Oh, that's what I said. You should have one uncut and one cut. And then again, have the best of both worlds. And then we can finally get that age-old question of whether it reduces sensitivity or not.
He can actually test it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll know.
I don't think he's going to do it.
Yeah. No. Once you're older, you
know. I mean, okay, let me ask you guys. Would you be satisfied, really, if you do have two dicks?
I wouldn't want to.
I don't want to. No, I don't want to be talked about like this.
No.
I've always been kind of a freak anyhow, so I don't know if that would help my...
Really? Want two dicks?
No.
No, you don't. Okay.
I mean, I would, if someone...
But if it happened, I mean, I guess it's one of those things. Knowing me, I'd probably went into porn or something stupid.
Yeah, you would be rich in porn, yeah.
I mean, if
no, I don't think there are rich people in porn. I think
not gay porn. I don't know if someone had that. I don't think I'd run screaming like you said some people did.
Because no, he'd be like,
he would, or it's like.
I don't know how I'd figure that one out.
It would be like alpine skiing now.
Yeah, right.
You do that.
I like to rub my cock with another cock together. So
it'd be kind of like having a three-way.
Yeah, one of my cocks in the
you're actually having a three-way with him. Okay, yeah. I can see that. Okay, that's good. So, okay, before we go on, we have some... is that it?
That's all the stories.
Okay, yeah, so...
Shout-out.
Do we have some voicemails?
Yeah, we have some voicemails. Oh, let's shout outs. Okay, let's play some voicemails. Here is... Oh, this is from Rob. Hold on. Rob.
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is Robert from Atlanta. How's
hey, Robert.
Wish y'all... congratulations on episode 500. Keep up the great work. And I also wanted to respond to a podcast, mentioning what other podcasts you listen to.
Okay.
Besides y'all's show, I also listen to the 619 Bearcast, but of course they're on hiatus right now. And I also listen to a lot of the How Stuff Works podcast suite.
Interesting.
Which includes How Stuff Works, Stuff They Don't Want You to Know, which is really good if you're a conspiracy theorist type person, and Stuff You Missed in History Class. So, again, congratulations, and y'all keep up the good work.
I know a podcast Rob should watch. That's the Underbears podcast. I don't know if you know
shameless plug, shameless plug, shameless plug.
Thank you, Robert.
Hot. I liked his voice.
Oh, really?
Doesn't he sound hot?
He does sound hot. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Send a picture. What? No, not anything else. Any body parts you want to see?
I'm not requesting any. I won't be opposed to any sense.
Okay, so thank you, Robert. Okay. Here's the next one.
Hey guys, this is Ben calling from International Falls, Minnesota.
Hey Ben.
And I just wanted to congratulate you on reaching your 500th episode.
Ben's freezing.
And I know that is quite an achievement for you guys, and I know it's very important for you guys to keep this podcast going. And ever since I started watching, I have enjoyed watching, and I think you guys have longevity with this, and I think you have changed the landscape of not only just podcasting in general, but bear podcasts. But I hope you guys continue this and continue this success. But I will let you go for now, and good luck with everything in 2014. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ron.
That's Ben.
Ben.
I got. I'll follow Ben's picture for you.
Oh, okay.
Take your friends here.
I got confused.
Well, thank you guys for the shout out. It's been a long 6 years for me.
Ben needs to stay warm, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's freezing out there.
Yeah, like, he's up in Minnesota. Yeah, he said I think it's -40.
Ben, keep warm.
It's crazy.
By the time you watch this, I hope you're able to download this. I don't know. It's gonna be so.
You need to go down to Boca.
Or a burka like this. Yeah,
Boca. Not a burka. Boca.
Okay.
Boca.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, thank you for the voicemails, guys. And hope you keep them coming. Okay, so let's do some... What do we have? Oh, yeah.
Shout-outs.
Just a few shout-outs. Thank you to...
One of the shout-outs to Wayne and Canyon, who are stuck in Vegas. Like, I wish I had that kind of rich white people problem.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Poor thing. I saw Marvin there.
Yeah, I know.
Marvin, who also just gallivants around and just travels and does stuff like that.
He's getting ready to go back to Singapore. Yeah. The housewife.
Yeah. Yeah, getting stuck in Vegas, really. It's really so bad.
I know.
And thanks to Ray and Robbie, of course, for throwing a party last week. So it's an almost surprise party. Thank you very much, Darius.
Thank you for throwing us a party, too, at your house. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. You guys are coming over.
That's a good Christmas Eve.
Also, Johnny Lee, thank you very much for giving me an awesome gift. It's a the Magic the Gathering game. So, and the gay knives from Mark. Thank you, Mark, for the gay knives.
They swish when you cut
them.
Swish.
That's right. Okay, so.
That's Ben.
Oh, he's cute.
Have you seen him?
He's a cute little ginger bear.
Oh, yeah. Wolf. Okay.
It's more of a cub, actually.
It's more of a cubish.
It's 5'8", 170, 31. We should do a Wolf with a Bear again for Ben.
Oh, we can, yeah, Wolf with a Bear.
We got all this stuff going on.
Yeah, nice. Nice butt. I haven't done that for a long time. Okay.
What's your sign?
How about you? Any?
Casey and Chris for their fun party.
Yeah.
And everyone at the party. It was fun to see them.
And for Chris's dad being such a good sport with all the gay guys.
I know, right? It's good. Yep.
Yeah.
Sad when your dad gets hit on more than you do.
Yeah.
That's true. Pretty sad.
That sucks.
I can't figure that out if that's because he's just a good looking guy or he's just fresh meat at the party.
Yeah. Well, he does have a porn stash.
Yeah, he does have a porn stash.
He has a porn stash.
70s, don't you think it was porn 80s stash? Magnum PI stash. Yes.
Yeah. So he's getting hit upon.
Right.
Okay. So I guess that's it. That closes the show. Thank you everyone for watching and listening. And I want to thank Jason and Steven. Steven here. Hanging around there, watching.
Thank you so much for letting me be a part of the 500th episode.
Oh, no problem.
It's awesome.
Okay, so how can people catch your podcast?
It's on Vimeo and iTunes. Just search for Under Bears Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find it. And I think at least one of these two are going to be on the next episode.
Oh, my God.
We're going to do a 509th.
So 509th episode of this one. Oh, which reminds me, we have to plug the January 31st one.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's right. So, actually, since we reached the 500, we kind of wanted to plan a party for 500, but Dave is throwing a party for us. But then we couldn't do it around this week for episode 500.
It was too close to the to the holidays.
Just too close to the holidays. So we're going to do it 2 weeks from now.
January 31st. You're
31st at his place. So if you're in town, I hope you guys could come too. That would be great.
And, yeah, hot tub will be open. It's clothing optional.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bring a suit if you're shy.
We're going to see Steven naked.
I doubt it. He's been in the hot tub before and he didn't get naked. So.
Oh, really? He was wearing jeans or something?
Something like that.
Okay.
I think he had his shoes on too.
I
He definitely had his shirt on.
Oh, really?
No, I don't think I had the shirt on.
No, not
you for went real. On a hot tub with a shirt on?
He said he'd never podcast again without a, without a shirt on.
We got to change that. We're going to rip it off next time. All right, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call and leave us a voice message, just like these two, like Robert and Ben did, and have a great time.
That's right.
Ooh, that is the first time I've been on the show where you didn't screw it up.
Right, Robin.
He's Man. Doing it straight. Okay.
He's like, fuck you, Dave.
That's right. Fuck you, Dave.
Yeah, subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, Bear Radio Network, and the Roku Player. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. And wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Ray, say something.
Yeah, let me sit here.
Oh my god.
Okay. I borrow your toothbrush. She was crazy. She's fucking crazy.
Did you bring that?
Huh?
Is that your burka?
That's my burka.
Okay, you brought your own burka.
There you go. This has been a shitty week.
It's been a shitty week.
Bitter party of one.
Bitter party of one.
Devin already memorized that. Okay. Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us on episode.
It's the 500.
Okay.
Hurry up, get in.
Okay, what do we find?
What are we saying?
Bear Podcast 500.